Hello.
Hey, Miss Moore, I missed your call.
Yes, I probably should have just waited till Monday to call because I wanted to bring you some more money to add to the GFS account.
Okay.
But I probably won't have access to anything before about Tuesday or Wednesday, so I just thought about that. That's why I didn't leave a message. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No problem. Just call me at your convenience. You can always bring a check and post it for the date you want us to put it in.
Okay, and do we need to have all of it paid before we can start looking for something or what?
Well, go back to the email, the consultation.
Yes.
And everything that we outlined in that email, you know, money's part of it, but the credit, the income, Ossie's got to, you know, where's he at? Is he going to call me or?
No, he had already called Lexington Law, so he's in the process of trying to get some things paid off.
Okay. So he's getting on Lexington then?
I'm saying what now?
Is he going to get on to Lexington?
Yes, he has already.
Outstanding.
He's already signed up for them, and they've given him, I think he said, a military discount, too.
Outstanding. That's awesome. Okay. So then you know, he's got to, you know, you got to go, and his scores have got to get up to... Yeah, both of your scores need to be a mid-score of 640 or higher with no recent collection, obviously. So
yeah, I think mine is already up in the like mid-700, so I was just trying to figure out. I know I'm going to have access to some money, and I wanted to know, and probably next week, so I'll just give you a call back and let you know when.
Sure.
But so does all of it have to be paid so before we start looking, or...
Yeah, the sourcing
half of it, or what?
Well, you only need five, and you've already got two, so you're almost halfway already. So,
okay, so you just need to pay all of it before we could start looking, or?
All of the five, not the
all
ten.
Five.
Remember, you're at five,
okay.
Not ten.
Yes.
So, so between now and the time that his credit gets where it needs to be, and as long as yours doesn't go down, you've got between now and then to get that difference in. And then once his credit is good, then that's when we start sourcing.
Okay.
Assuming you funded by then.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Do you have any idea about, you said any side of town. I just wanted, because there's some places over here by where I work, and I would like to look over here, but. How do you go? Do you have certain houses in a certain area, or do you, I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, the way the sourcing works is at the time that his credit gets where it needs to be, assuming that's checked, your funded check. Okay, so now what we do is we take yours and his income, and we get it, submit you to a lender who will take that income and to determine what your purchasing power is.
Okay.
Once we know what your purchasing power is, and it'll be stated in an approval letter, a pre-approval, then we come back and say, okay, we bring in the real estate team, and then they will start looking in the areas you say you want to live in based on that purchasing power.
Okay.
See, it would be difficult right now to start sourcing looking at houses because I can't submit you to a lender.
I understand.
You see what I'm saying? So there's no way for us to know which house to look at and for how much and where, you know.
Yeah, I understand. I just didn't. Yeah, that makes sense, and I wouldn't want to do that anyway. So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to let you know he has already signed up.
That's
and,
great news.
I do want to bring something to you next week, but I won't have access to it probably for about Wednesday or Thursday at the latest. So, I'll just give you a call back and let you find out what is a good time to bring that over to you.
Sure. No problem.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you again.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay.
Talk to you next week. Okay. Bye-bye.